We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're in the introduction, page Mem Zayin, the letter Yun Aleph. The Chafetz Chaim has been enumerating which commandments one can transgress when saying Lashon Hara. Val kulam over od al mitzvat asede et Hashem lokech atira. And when one says Lashon Hara, says also in transgression, besides from the other mitzvot, the commandment of have respect, have awe of Hashem, your God. Shuzanu b'zeligom mishne Hashem itbarach kol imei chayenu. That's a commandment to live our lives in respect of Hashem. Uvevo ma'aseli adenu, and when we have opportunity, we have a juncture at which we will make a choice. Nitchayavnu le'eret ruchenu b'oto perik she'akadosh baruch hu mashgiach b'chol ma'aseh b'nei adam. The Chafetz Chaim is giving us a formula for life. When we approach choices, when we have to make decisions, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's at those junctures that we have to arouse our spirits to think that Hashem is watching over us. And Hashem actually avenges evil actions. And when one thinks about that, that can help one stand up to the test and not transgress what his commander commanded him. And undoubtedly, one who forfeits his life to this sin of speaking slander, speaking Lashon Hara, he is annulling this commandment to fear Hashem. So the truth is, many times in life we have to make decisions. And very often the decisions are clouded with all kinds of different calculations. Maybe this is better, maybe that's better. If you want to boil it down, the question is, what would the Ribono Shel Olam tell you? What does God want from you? Says the Chafetz Chaim, part of the commandment of Et Hashem Lokech Atira, have fear of Hashem, is that when you stand at a crossroads, when you're making a decision, so then arouse your spirit to think about that question. Hashem is looking at my decision here, and what would Hashem say? What is Hashem saying as I'm making this decision? So when one says Lashon Hara, obviously one is in transgression of that commandment, Et Hashem Elokecha Tirah.